keeping it local.
This is the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Into the 10 o'clock hour on the High School Scoreboard Show on this Friday night. Sam Crenshaw along with Chris Parker. I got Dom Chorowski working on the other side of the glass for us tonight. So glad that you are with us wherever you are. If you're listening to us in town, glad you're with us. And, you know, also if you're listening outside of our immediate listening areas on the Odyssey app. Remember,
anywhere.
Anywhere.
You can be anywhere.
On Friday night. You can follow us. You know, when we have updates for you, you can follow the Scoreboard Show. So happy you're doing that. Got some final scores. Callaway's a winner tonight. Beat Rutland 41-0 final in that game. Back out toward Augusta Way. A game that, man, I tell you, when I lived and worked out there, this game was like an amazing game when Lincoln County would play Washington Wilkes.
Yeah, that would be a big one.
Tonight.
What happened tonight?
Tonight, Lincoln County goes to 6-0. They beat Washington Wilkes 34-0. And Lincoln County is like most teams down there. He hadn't played a game in a couple of weeks, you know, trying to get the schedules caught up. But that's the game that always brings the best out in both of those communities. And it's always a big deal. Well, that was the final score when they played tonight.
That is. That's great. Sam, you mentioned earlier that Northview beat Clarkston.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to highlight it real quick.
Okay.
So Northview had not won a football game in, it looks like, 25 games. 25 losses in a row. That's a lot. And it had been August 19th of 2022, the last time those children had won a football game.
Oh, man.
So I just didn't want to
gloss over it.
You know, yeah. Like, congrats to them.
Yeah.
And, I mean, yeah, we're talking about Milton and Gainesville. What a great two programs they've got. But let's not mistake that it's a big win for that Northview team tonight, too. Congratulations, yeah. Them.
Congratulations. Congratulations on getting that one. Also down Augusta Way, Aquinas is a winner over Harlem. Boy, they had to sweat this one out. You know, Aquinas is really good. They're playing Harlem 12-7.
12-7.
12-7. That's a score that tells you.
It's one of them scores from back when you were covering.
Yeah. you really, you know. But they get that win tonight. Spalding's a winner over Whitewater, 28-14.
Big win for Coach Davis and Spalding.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. Camden County's a winner tonight. They're 6-1 now in the year. The 28-10 winners over Richmond Hill. And McEachern, final wins over Pebblebrook, 38-0.
All right, there's some games that have gone final. I think we have an update, I think, from Garrett Chapman from the game up in Bogart. Let's check in with Garrett.
Sports Radio 92.9, the game in the High School Scoreboard Show at Bogart. You know where I am, North Oconee and Eastside, where the away team has taken their first lead of the game. I mentioned that they had the missed PAT, and now Eastside has made them pay. Jaden Barr. I've said his name a few times now. He's up to 5 rushing touchdowns in this game. He is the reason, the catalyst for that last drive. He has a catch and run. His first reception of the game, to my knowledge, he took that ball 55 yards, and then he caps off a touchdown drive of his own where he basically starts it and he finishes it with his 5th rushing touchdown of the game. They then convert the opponent after 35-34, 2 minutes and 35 seconds left. This is a wild game. North Oconee is stalled out on offense outside of the one explosive play. And it looks like Eastside's going to get a sack, too. Faulkner goes down in the backfield. It's going to be 3rd down and a long for North Oconee. They're down 1 point. The clock is rolling. Yeah, now North Oconee just picked up another first down. I hit the wrong button. It stopped my recording. But North Oconee has picked up the first down after taking that sack. 35-34. They need points very badly here. I'll keep y'all updated. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, Garrett Chapman, we got a cliffhanger going up there in North Oconee.
35-34. Special teams matter. They missed the conversion. Both teams scored 5 touchdowns, but one of them's winning, one's not. Going to come down to the end. 2 minutes left, if I heard Garrett right. So we got to get an update soon on that one.
We had Coach Jay Carter on home with us last week, and he talked about Eastside and what that program has been able to do out there and the remarkable start they have. And here they are tonight with a chance to go to 8-0 if they can hang on here.
Yeah, it would be a big-time win.
I mean, they opened the season with the big win. They beat Newton, and we talked about how big that is, especially for that community out there. But now you're in your region and the games that that get you into the postseason. And
this is a team in North Oconee that perpetually in the last several years has been in the state semifinals, state quarterfinal. I mean, this is a good football program. So what they're showing everybody right now is they can compete with that. Can they hold on and finish? Well, it'd be yet to be determined. But either way, they are in that league.
Yeah.
That's what you're seeing tonight.
Yep. They are showing that to you tonight. And so, great. We look for getting another update in the not-too-distant future from Garrett Chapman, how things are going out there at that game. Checking some other scores around the area. Let's see. There's others. That one's going final. That's the fourth quarter. Hiram and Woodland Cartersville. Hiram wins that one. That's a 49-0. That one's over. Cedartown, 44. Dalton, 13. That one is a final. Cartersville over Allatoona, 31-0. That is a final score. Got a fourth quarter score. Cambridge 31, Centennial 25. That's a fourth quarter score. That's coming down to the end. We watch for that one as well.
Norcobb in the fourth quarter is leading Marietta 38-22. So big lead there for North Cobb, trying to keep it rolling. They've been playing really well this year, Sam.
Going up by 75. Let's see. We got Adairsville. Adairsville 34. Ridgeland 7. That's the final score. Calhoun 55-21 winners over Northwest Whitfield tonight. Lafayette's over and Gilmer. Gilmer beats Lafayette 48-7. Final in that one. That was a final score.
North Atlanta. We talked about Jeff Centel's North Atlanta game. North Atlanta defeats North Forsyth 27-17. That's a big win for North Atlanta. Congratulations, them. Lambert over Alpharetta 37-0, and West Forsyth over South Forsyth 38-0.
Okay. All right. The game you talked about went final. Did you mention Rockmart and North Cobb Christian? That's the final now?
I don't know. I haven't seen that.
That's the final now. Rockmart wins at 24-21.
Mm-hmm. Big win for Rockmart.
Big win for Rockmart. You got North Murray 27, Ringo 26. The final score in that one. So those are the games. Down in South Georgia, Thomasville over Fitzgerald. Thomasville 23, Fitzgerald.
That's a big
8.
Win for Thomasville. Yeah, good win for them. Sandy Creek over Fayette County 35-7 tonight. Hiram over Woodland, I think you mentioned 49-0. And let's see. Ola. You know, Ola had a big lead last week and let it slip away, lost the undefeated season.
Mm-hmm.
Good bounce back win tonight. 45-6, Ola over Woodland in Stockbridge.
That was the final. Social Circle came to town and beat McNair 38-19. Social Circle off to 5-2 so far this season. They're having a good season down that way. How about Temple? Temple wins again. They get the win over Harrison County, 40-10.
Nice season for Temple so far.
Mm-hmm.
The Fighting Corey Nixes.
Corey Nixes.
Yeah.
Coach Nix. Shout out to Coach Nix.
Ware County, you know, I think you mentioned the Ware County and Benedictine score a couple times, but just went final. Ware County 38-14 winners over Benedictine. That game was close. And Ware County pulls away at the end. Big win for Ware County.
Brooks County is a winner, 42-12 over Clinch.
Nah, that's 42-12. That was one of the games that we were watching and thought was one of the better games in the state. But Brooks County still bringing that hammer.
You're going to bring
Coach
the hammer.
Freeman's not down there, but they still bring the hammer.
They still bring the hammer.
Coach Josh McFather, great guy.
Great guy
leading
down there.
The program.
Doing a great job with that football program down there. Elbert County 33, Banks County nothing. So Elbert County gets a win in that one tonight. Athens Academy continues to roll, 52-7. They're still undefeated, and they beat Providence Christian tonight. Final score, Rabun County over Oglethorpe, 48-14 is your final in that one.
Yeah, it looks like Calhoun beat Northwest Whitfield 55-21. That was a game I was keeping an eye on, too, but Calhoun still seems to be the dominant team in that region, so congratulations to them. Great Atlanta Christian leads North Hall 23-20 in the fourth quarter. That's a game with a lot of region implications as well. Dawson County beats White County tonight, 14-0 final. And Douglas over Luella, 39-13.
All right. Got some other scores. Bowden, no problem. Mount Zion Carrollton, 49-0. Bowden rolling in that one tonight. You got Taylor County over Central Tarleton, 42-0. Taylor County winning that one tonight. Wilcox County is having a good season. 41-7 winners over Dooley County tonight. And Metter is winning. Again, they beat Screven County 34-6. Metter with a win tonight.
How about Lanier over Johns Creek, 42-35 final. Just went final. Lanier over Johns Creek.
And they get Roswell. They get Roswell.
They get Roswell next. Congratulations. Westminster just took the lead over Kale.
Whoa.
16-14 in the fourth, Westminster.
Wonder how much time is left in that
one. I don't see the time, but it can't be much.
Yeah.
16-14 in the fourth quarter, Westminster over Kale. But John Bednarowski, shout out to him for getting that score from him.
Getting out there for him.
Jefferson over East Hall, 49-7. And Columbia over Miller Grove, 34-0.
Okay. All right. All right. Some scores that we've been keeping an eye on for you. And like you said, we're going to have some final scores coming up. Going to have some updates from our reporters. Boy, hope we get another update from Garrett Chapman. That's a really fantastic game that he has right now. We'll have those. But in case you missed it earlier, our school days guest, we're going to have a replay for you. It is Craig Lumpkin, the greats from Stevenson High School, played University of Georgia, National Football League. He's going to reflect on his school days, those Friday nights out on Memorial Drive with the Jaguars. That's coming up. You stay tuned for that and more. It is the Scoreboard Show, High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
Back to more of the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Taking it back.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's school days on the High School Scoreboard Show. Sam and Coach check in with the legend of Georgia high school football. Brought to you by Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best. On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, Chris, it's that part of the show we always enjoy, right? Because we're going to get a chance to check in with someone who's, you know, has played the Friday Night Lights. Has played the game at a different level, but we're not going to talk about it.
We're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about the NFL.
Nope.
University of Georgia.
No, no,
what
no.
What are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about Stevenson High School.
Stevenson, Dom.
You know what I mean? Friday nights in DeKalb County.
Now, I'm not trying to date my man because he's younger than me, but Dom wasn't in high school for this one.
Okay, okay.
This is before Dom's time.
It became along afterwards, but this guy is one of the great players from that school, and they've had a lot of them. Craig Lumpkin joins us now. For school days guests, welcome to the Scoreboard Show. You're on with Sam and Chris. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you. I'm excited and grateful to be have an opportunity to be on the show.
Yeah, so I was a young coach, Sam.
Okay,
a long time ago,
long time ago.
Yeah, and I was fairly new when Craig was in high school, and you hear about him. He was like a legend of time there. So Stevenson High School was growing up at that time.
Yeah,
you know, it's still a new school. And they really take off during that time. So, Craig, what when you think about that time at Stevenson High School, what stands out?
Just all the players, the coaches, and everybody that was before me that, you know, laid the foundation of, you know, the standard that we was trying to that we portrayed and went out there and made sure that everybody knew that we were the Jaguars and we weren't for nobody to play with.
Yeah. Friday nights. What was your? I mean, who was it that you looked forward to playing against? Was there a certain team or a player at another school? Or who was it that you guys looked forward to?
Well, always as I was coming up through high school, you know, Southwest DeKalb was the team to beat throughout high school. So, you know, that was one of the best teams that we played against every time, having a rivalry against.
Yeah, it looked like when you were a junior and senior, like you won those games. I'm just saying. I'm looking at the scores right now.
Yeah, we turned the ties on that.
Some great coaches there, Coach Buck Godfrey at DeKalb, Coach Gartrell at Stevenson. Is there one moment that's like a defining moment for you in high school? Your favorite moment? Is there a play, a game? Is there one thing that really stands out?
No, just going through the years and. Yelling with everybody, making sure that everybody on the team is excited, just as we were, working hard, trying to make sure we get to that one goal, which is, you know, the championship game, which unfortunately we were never able to get to.
Yep, but I'm telling you what, you guys struck fear in the heart of a lot of folks, you know, around the state who wanted no part of you. I'm seeing like this was a second-round game you guys had with South Gwinnett. I'm sure that was a big deal because you can almost throw a rock from Stevenson to South Gwinnett. You schools are not too far apart, right?
Yeah, it's pretty close. But at the same time, you know, we were trying to get to the top, and whoever stood in our way, you know, it was gonna fall by the wayside.
Yeah. But what about what's for you? Because you were not a secret, and you're a problem, as they would like to say, and you knew that the opponent was going to be gearing things for you. How did you and your teammates approach that to still allow you to do what you were able to do?
Well, you know, just every day of practice, you know, Coach Gartrell, Coach Sellers, Coach Kempson, Coach Tobias, you know, all the coaches, Coach Weaver, please forgive me if I forgot some names, but, you know, everybody was just making sure that we stayed on our P's and Q's, make sure we are down to the detail and in preparation for the game.
Yeah, I'm looking at these schedules. They play some tough teams.
Yeah, they did.
It's a different era than today. So what? So we talk to people every week on here, Craig, and some of them, I mean, like yourself, are highly, highly recruited. Some may not have been as highly recruited and then became somebody that we heard about later or whatever. But you were highly recruited. I mean, you were one of the best recruits in the state. What advice do you have for guys who are in that position now? It's so different now. But what advice do you have for people that are in the position you were in, you know, during that time?
First and foremost, stay humble. 'Cause one injury could take you out of, you know, people's grace, and then a lot of people forget about you, especially with these NIL deals now. It's like, it's crazy. But at the same time, just stay humble. Keep working. Keep focused. Make sure your grades are right. Same energy you have on the football field, have in the classroom. Because at the end of the day, what matters the most is to have your grades to even get you into that college that you're striving to go to, and then you let your athleticism speak for itself when you get out on the field.
Yeah, grades first, Sam. I hope they heard that. Really, that's so true. And I also am going to guess that Craig would have done really well in the NIL era. Like, yes. he would have been a man that would have really excelled.
Do you allow yourself to think about that now when you hear about what these guys are getting?
I do, and I'm like, man, what if, you know, back in the day when we were coming through, what if we had those opportunities to strike these NIL deals, and how much pressure would be to have for high schoolers to have that amount of money and not have any guidance.
Yeah, it's so, actually it's a double-edged sword, right? I mean, everybody would like the money, but nothing's free, right?
Yeah.
It comes with some strings attached.
More money, more problems. Yep. Yeah.
Correct.
What is it that you hold on to from your coaches? Maybe something that you a coach taught you or just stayed after you about or drove home that you have held on to throughout your life off the field?
Just keep working hard. Every opportunity is a great opportunity. Whenever you have the opportunity to take advantage of that situation that you're in, go ahead and do it. Because now, what I noticed when you get to college and then NFL, not only is that one person or one team looking at you, everybody's looking at you to see how you react to different situations and just how you bounce back from whatever that situation brings to you.
Yeah. Now today you're doing some things out in Newton, right?
Yes, sir.
Are y'all hiring?
At the moment we're not. We just started our recruit class on September the 23rd. So they're in their fourth and fifth week of class, and so probably in the next year around March we will be hiring. And there's a process to go through of doing a PAT, filling the applications, doing the interview, and then, you know, going through the EMT, AEMT portion before you go to fire school.
Usually we don't talk a lot about what people are doing now, but you are doing something with some first response with fire. Explain to people what your title is and how people and what people should watch for and what website they should go for to watch for this. We can get some people hired. We're going to send you some good people.
Awesome. That'd be great because we're trying to do which is an NFPA standard of 1710, trying to get 3 to 4 or possibly 5 to 6 people per apparatus, and then which will put more people on scene when the situation arises, like especially a fire, where you, the more people you have on the scene, the more things you can do and the less amount of stress of processing that one person has to do multiple jobs. But I am currently the training chief with Newton County Fire Service here in Covington, Georgia. My goal, my job is to train all 160 employees and make sure that their certifications are staying up to date. Try to bring in all state-level training, outside-level training, just to have people stay sharp and have tools for their toolbox.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah.
You go from playing on Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday, but now serving in the community.
Yep.
Now, listen, I'm a long way from Covington, okay, Craig? I don't live right there. But if I have a fire, I'm going to need Craig. I know he got – I seen the man run. Okay, I saw him run. I know he's got it in him. So I feel safe if I'm in Covington tonight.
Do that.
Absolutely. I'll try to be there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if anybody wants to reach out, what website should they go to find out more?
I don't have a personal Facebook or Twitter, X, whatever, but you can go to the Newton County Board of Commissioners website at Newton County.
Okay.
And then you'll see anything, everything about Newton County. You go to the fire department page, you'll see our mission statement, our vision, core values, and then you might see a couple of training pictures up for what we do when we do it, especially when we go with our recruits. I do, under my name, Craig, K-R-E-G-G, Lumpkin, there's a Facebook page that has all of Newton County Fire Service training that I post pictures and videos of whenever we do, like, a live fire event or any type of training that I can post on the website.
All right. Now, I figure since we're on, we'll let people know what you're doing, and especially you, when you're out there with some jobs for folks, we let you know about that. But we appreciate you coming on tonight and sharing some of the times out there at Stevenson, some of those times out on Memorial Drive on Friday nights. It was electric. You guys were electric to watch play. And we're so happy you decided to come on with us tonight and share some of your school days with us.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all so much.
This is the Games High School's Football Scoreboard Show.
Friday night, Under the Lights. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 99thegame.com. It is the High School Scoreboard Show. Glad you're with us on this Friday night. Sam Crenshaw along with Chris Parker. I got Dom Cherosky, other side of the glass, and we have you here. Glad you're accessing us in any way. If it's radio, 92.9, throughout our listening area, which we got a wide, broad listening area. But if we're outside of that listening area on the Odyssey app, happy that you're with us on this Friday night. I think we got some wrap-ups from our team.
And, let's see what they got.
Let's start with Day-Day Lewis out in Cobb County.
Radio 92.9, The Game, High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. Damian Day-Day Lewis live, guys, here at Sprayberry. We've gone final 30-27, and it's Sprayberry coming out on top with the win. I'm here with head coach Brett Barber. Coach, congratulations on the win. Amazing performance on you guys on gutting it out tonight.
Yeah, it's a big win. Excited for my kids, excited for our football program, our coaches, our school and community. It's a hard-fought win. It was every bit of the game we thought it was going to be. We knew it was going to be a dogfight for four quarters, and they're a really good football team. So, proud. People say you can only really learn from a loss, and I don't believe that's true. I think we learned a lot about our football team and learned a lot of how to overcome adversity. It was a tough game. Our kids fought, and I'm really proud of them.
All right, speaking of adversity, let's talk about your defense tonight, because several times River Ridge found themselves in favorable field position courtesy of special teams.
Yeah.
But your defense, when you needed it most, bowed up, either limited them to a field goal or, you know, forcing the punt. But just talk about them kind of stepping up when it was needed most.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, our special teams, we got to get some things cleaned up on our kickoff team. It just wasn't good enough. We're just giving them really good field position all night. And, you know, they've got good special teams. They're pinning us deep, and we're having to go 80 yards every time. But for our defense to step up the way they did and get stops and force field goals on short fields against that offense is really impressive. So I'm just really proud of Coach Stewart and our defensive staff and all of our kids on defense. They played lights out, man. Gave up a few plays, but, I mean, that's what happens when you're playing a good football team like that. They've got really good players and a really good quarterback. So really proud of my kids. A big-time effort from those guys on defense.
And that final drive, again, defense keeps them from actually, they end up missing the field goal.
They did, yes.
And you guys take over at your own 20 and bring it back on down and punch it in for the to go up by 10. But just talk about that final drive there and what you saw from your guys.
Yes, sir. Just, you know, ability to make plays in high-pressure situations. I think we got out of a couple third and longs there. We converted a big pass to Mark Manfred that got us down there on the field. He played his tail off tonight on offense, on both sides of the ball, but offensively made a lot of big plays for us. And that was a big play in the game right there, to convert that third and long, get us down here, keep the drive alive, eat more time off the clock. You know, you don't never feel real good with a 10-point lead with, you know, any time on the clock. We know they can score in one play, and they did, but yeah, that drive was huge for us. Proud of our kids.
All right, congratulations on the win, Coach, and good luck down the stretch. Obviously, still a very tight region race for you guys.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We got a lot of work to do, but I feel good about our football team right now.
Good deal. Sam, yes, Chris, back to you guys.
Thanks. All right, thanks a lot, Day-Day. And there you see Sprayberry getting the win tonight. Great. I spent some time talking with Coach Barber this week because we wrote something up on GPB, and they have a mantra. The mantra is LTC, love, trust, and commitment. And he talked about that being the foundation of that team and what they really poured into them. They got some veterans on this team. They got some seniors on this team. He said last year only had 8 seniors on that team. And so you got a strong senior class who've
played a lot.
Played a lot. Talk about the difference of that.
When you have people who've played.
Yeah.
It makes a difference. And some years, you know, probably the best team we had at Pickens, you talked about in the season, we went undefeated in the regular season, 10-0. And the year before, I think we'd gone 5-5 or 6-4. But we played the same kids. They were all just a year older. You know, funny how that works, that you get in the kids' experience. And some years when you're struggling, not having many seniors, it can set you up for the next year. So Sprayberry, to put it in perspective, they moved to 7-1 on the year. They are looking like they'll be favorites anyway in the next 2 football games. So the last time that they won 7 games was 15 years ago, which they tied that tonight. If they win next week, they'll have the most wins since 1983, when I was just a little pup.
Whoa.
1983. So, yeah, this is a special group for Coach Varvara, and I'm excited he's getting that opportunity to do it. It's a team that they constantly are in the mix. They kind of are all right every year. But this year, trying to be the outright region champ, I mean, just really exciting. Really exciting.
It's really deep
guys.
Down in his heart. He's a Sprayberry grad. And, you know, after he finished college, that was like his first graduate, you know, postgraduate-like job, just starting out. He went away. At the time the job came open, he was at Etowah. And before that, he had come back to serve to an assistant to Coach Shackelford, Billy Shackelford, over there. And this is like his third time around back at his school. So it means an awful lot to have him have this kind of success. So, yep.
Well, they got a real good chance to win the region championship after that game tonight. Congrats, Coach. And I'm glad Day-Day was there to see it.
Yeah.
Give us the life of what happened there.
Fantastic. All right. We got Coach on the line back here. We know which we're going to get. All right. We got Garrett Chapman with the update and a final of the cliffhanger that he was covering.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the High School Scoreboard Show. Garrett Chapman here with the winning coach, Tyler Arndt. 40-35, unbelievable finish here in this one. Coach, you told your guys you're one step closer. What's that next step for you guys to get to that region championship?
Yeah, I mean, we just got to continue to play winning football. We got an open week, which is good, because after that one, we're going to need it. We're going to need it to be able to recover. But, yeah, that's the next step is we got to find a way to put another one together to solidify this thing and win another region championship.
Coach, back and forth type of finish in this one. You guys have a 14-point lead, and then it evaporates all of a sudden. Then you're deficit, but then you drive 90 yards down the field. What went into that drive, and what does that tell you about your kids?
It's a lot of toughness, a lot of resilience. That's one thing we talk about all the time is your ability to respond when you're faced with adversity. And I think our kids, you know, played bigger than the moment and didn't let the moment get too big for them. But it all starts with Harrison. He thrives in those moments. He's such a competitor. And then his ability to extend plays and make throws, he's one of the best that I'll ever coach.
And Coach Harrison, speaking of your quarterback, he goes down, he takes a big sack there on third down to force a third down and long. But then he stays composed and he comes back and has another big play to some of his playmakers. Just talk about some of these guys on this offense.
Yeah, I mean, it starts with Landon Roldan. And he's got the uncanny ability to make plays in big moments. Then you got Kamari Brooks, who's more battle-tested than all of them. He won a state championship in basketball, and he was a big part of that. So you got those two that everybody kind of leans on. Then Dallas Dickerson, who's really starting to evolve, and his role just continues to get bigger and bigger. And Braxton Goolsby is the same way. His role has begun to evolve and get bigger and bigger. But Maddox Bryce, I think, is one of those guys that people forget about. His physicality and the way he runs the football sets a lot of this stuff up. And if you don't have a back that can run it between the tackles, a lot of our play action stuff is going to suffer because of that. So having a back that can stick it up in there and get some hard, tough yards really helps everything on offense.
Coach, tremendous win. Congratulations to you guys.
Thank you so
Enjoy
much.
That bye week and then finish out the season
Appreciate
strong.
Appreciate it.
North Oconee 40-35 winners over the Eastside Eagles. It appears that they are well on their way to a fourth consecutive region championship. For the High School Scoreboard Show, my name is Garrett Chapman. This has been an unbelievable football game. I am so glad I made this trek out here to Bogart, Georgia. 40-35 is your final score. North Oconee on top. Sam and Chris, back to you.
All right, Garrett. Safe travels back home from that one. And you just knew that was another time. As long as there was time on the clock, North Oconee is going to find a way to pull that one out.
Yeah, championship effort, 90 yards to win the game. This is it. You know, time's running out. You got, you know, the teams that are accustomed to being in those situations are going to make the play. So congrats to North Oconee. Great win. Does set themselves up for a region championship. But, I mean, don't count Eastside out.
Oh, no, now.
I think what you'll see from that Eastside team is they belong in that conversation, and you're going to see them, you know, it's maybe a game we see again down the road in the playoffs.
We could. All right, we got a coach that's on his way home from a big win up at North Forsyth tonight. North Atlanta gets the win up there, 27-17, the final score over North Forsyth. Coach Jamie All joins us now. He's on his way back home. Coach, you're on the Scoreboard Show with Sam and Chris. Congratulations on your win tonight.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Coach, great win. What do you think was the key to the game?
Well, obviously, offensively, I felt like we did a good job of setting the tone at the line of scrimmage and running the football. And then, you know, we let them come out of of halftime and get some momentum from us. And, you know, our kids stood tall to it. We answered on offense and then shut the door on defense and, you know, finished out a great region win.
It is a great region win. Tough region that you guys are in and a different one this year. You guys have handled it quite well. What's been the key to and what you've seen your team do throughout the season to continue going in this direction?
Well, you know, we started in that Corky Kell Classic against talented Kell football team and came out on the wrong side of that one. But I've seen our football team really put their head down and go to work, and I feel like we've gotten a little bit better every week. We found a way to win close ball games, tight one-score games at the end. So our guys have been through a little bit of that adversity and overcome some of it. And, you know, I'm just proud of our players. They know how to fight for 48 minutes and find a way to win.
Coach, our friend Jeff Centel was at the game, and he'll join us later, but he's telling us about this Chase Linton. And I'm watching a video of him, and it does not look fair that these poor offensive tackles are trying to block him. So that's all you're coaching, right?
Well, I don't know how much I got to do with that. But
this man is a good football player.
Absolutely. I'm glad he plays for us because, you know, obviously we can't block him at practice, so I'm glad other people got to deal with it on Friday night.
I'm telling you, Coach, you get them good players, they make you look good. That's my takeaway from about 20 years of it.
Absolutely.
Hey, what's got to improve about your team? You know, you guys had a really nice season. You want to finish strong in the regular season. What's got to get better?
Well, ball security and tonight, you know, that was better for us. We didn't have any turnovers. That's been kind of a bug for us, especially – offensively, we get in the red area and give the football away. So we have to eliminate that, and we have to eliminate pre-snap penalties on both sides of the ball. Everything else, the kids work hard at, and I feel like we're moving in the right direction with everything else. But if we can clean those things up, we're going to be all right.
I know you may notice, Chris, you know, the coach is driving back, but you don't hear any noise like he's on the bus. You know, but he'll be on the bus with the fellas.
Well, I can't say much because I sometimes wouldn't be on the bus with the fellas either, you know. But what's Coach doing?
Coach, you're not on the bus tonight.
No, sir. So I drive my truck with all the sideline equipment on it, our sideline TV and our end zone camera and ball bag and kicking net and all that stuff. I load it up on my truck and drive it to the game.
So, all those people out there listening that think it's so glamorous. Look, Coach's team won tonight to go to 6-1 in a very difficult region. They've beaten Lambert. They beat North Forsyth. They beat Wheeler. I mean, they're doing great. And they just told him, Coach, get all the stuff loaded up, get in the truck, let's go. Like, there's no police escort, baby. It's not Nick Saban getting in that car. People have no idea all the work you do, Coach. I commend you for all the work you have to do behind the scenes, including – taking care of the equipment truck.
Yes, sir. I wouldn't trade it for the world, though. He's, you know, getting to work with these kids every day. And, you know, I hopefully, Lord willing, I'm making a difference in their life. And they'll look back later on down the road and feel like they're a better person because they played in our football program. So,
well, I can assure you they are, Coach.
Loading some stuff up.
Yeah, I can assure you they are. And I'm going to tell you something, Sam. You know, I don't know if I should say or not, but Coach deals with – he does not always have all the things that all these opponents he plays has.
Yeah, yeah.
And they coming out on the winning side more times than not. Ton of respect to you, my man. Congratulations.
I appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Coach, for the time. Safe travels. We'll be catching up with you down the road, but a great win tonight.
Great win. Congrats, Coach.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
All right, that is Coach Jamie Hall, the coach of North Atlanta, is driving back home after a big win they had on the road up at North Forsyth. And you're right, he's doing, you know, in a region that's a little bit, you know, difficult for him. But he's gone out there and he's pulled his team together. When you got a talent like the one you were talking about, though,
well, yeah, that makes a difference.
That helps a lot.
Yeah, it helps a lot. But you know, now in high school, you know what I'm saying is he's playing mostly for Forsyth schools and North Fulton schools, and APS schools always had the same booster clubs, hadn't always had the same equipment, hadn't always had the same, you know, amenities, right?
Right.
And let me tell you something, 11 people play 11 people, they don't care about none of that.
It's true.
You know, it really, you put the football down, let's see who can play. And a ton of respect for Coach Hall for what he's been able to do for the last several years now. And it's not a fluke anymore. You know,
no,
it's not a,
no.
They're not a new team to this scene. I mean, they've really, in the last 3 or 4 years, done a great job.
Yeah, it's done a fantastic job there at North Atlanta. And has a level of expectation, right? You know, people, when you come to be a part of that program, they expected something because of what they've been able to do in recent years. All right, folks, we're headed for the last hour. We got another update. Eric Slaughter has a final update from his game. We'll be chatting with some more coaches and running down some more scores as most of the games now have gone final. We saw an overtime here out in Cobb County. We'll talk about that, too, when you join us. Stay with us for the Scoreboard Show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.